What do you mean when you said finance and community? Do you think that the finance can come from the communities, or it's you who have to create jobs and the finance will come?
Okay, so this is where the concept of you feed someone a fish and they can eat it. You teach them to fish and obviously they learn. So my aspect is to bring it to come, give you the knowledge, teach you, and you sustain yourself. So it makes an income for you. So you have so many different types of water treatments. You have so many ways of collection of water, how to sustain water, how to keep it clean from algae to rain collection, you know, so many things. And also how to utilize water. I see. Yeah, in the correct manner. And when the communities do these things, it also ensures that they have enough water to sustain them. And also for areas that they need to come into, especially if you consider the blue economy goes with the green economy, which means what else do we need to sustain ourselves? Food. So that helps with the food security. And it's very important. So that's where you can have it. And also with water, there are many places that don't have water, and this is where they can tap into that resource and be able to help other communities and grow it. So financially, they can either sell the water or create plants that can help clean the water. And what does it do? It creates jobs. Yeah, there are many women in the rural areas and places like that who have taps, who have bowls, and they use water and they sell water, which is very, very interesting. And imagine, these are run by women, not men, women. And I think it's something very interesting and entrepreneurial, because many women in Kenya, being Kenyan, strive to do the best, not just for their kids, but for themselves and for the community. If you look, for example, let me just take one of the most popular communities, which was the Maasai. You see their beautiful ornaments and things like that. The women are the people who nurture the children. Women are the people who build the houses. And don't get me wrong, the men traditionally used to go out. They were hunters. So what did the women do? Their job was to nurture. Their job was to build. So that's, in fact, not just in the Maasai culture, in all our African cultures, that's how it was. So I think now, what Kenya has been doing from way back, and I have to say I'm very proud of all the presidents that have, like, taken Kenya as a whole into a community. And in the past, what did they do? They actually did not put the women down. They promoted education for women. They promoted lots of jobs. Right now, in this forum alone, it's showing you how far ahead we are.
And what can you expect for this conference? What do you expect, actually?
Actually, from this conference right now, currently, I expect us to continue to grow our blue economy, because there's so much happening right now. In fact, as we speak, there are projects that are underway, which are going on in the government, as well as private projects, some of which I work on.
Are developing,
like, basically water treatment plants, being able to clean water that's currently not good for human consumption, taking water to arid areas, ensuring that there are people who are able to finally get water after so many years, bridge that gap. Because honestly speaking, we've had so many bad droughts, and we really need
climate change.
Climate change has affected us very badly in so many areas. So if you can, like, use water sustainability treatments, I mean, that's the most, it's the most crucial element to have, because without water, nothing can, there's no life, honestly speaking.
I understand. So now, about you, what is your background? What is your origin? Audrey de Souza.
Oh, my background is quite complex, but I'm Kenyan. born and brought up in Mombasa. I'm quite mixed, so I do have French, Portuguese, and Indian blood.
Portuguese.
Yes, and Creole blood as well. So I'm very proud to have the Seychellois community here as well. It makes me very, very proud. So, and traditionally, I can say I'm an island girl. So water for me, it's being able to be part of this forum, being able to be an entrepreneur is an honor. The fact that not only are my ministers, my governors, but the fact my president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has done this and it's the first ever in the world. It's unbelievable. It's amazing. And to be part of it, I'm very humbled and I'm honored to be part of it as a Kenyan, as a young Kenyan.
Ernst, thank you. Just your last question. Are you the only entrepreneurs in Mombasa, or there are many, many women in entrepreneurs
they
like
are,
your age?
In fact, speaking on this woman empowerment, there are quite a number of women entrepreneurs. In fact, in Mombasa, well, we do have some forums we're trying to grow into here. We have the Empower Group, which is a group of women who are from all different sides. We empower women. We have little conferences, or we have meetings, and we mentor, not just mentor, where we can help, we assist and we help. So we guide youth, we guide even older women, we teach them how to do whether it's crafts or things like that, come up with business plans. Yes, it's educational. We also had lady from the office of the governor, Mr. Joe, come into one of the forums, tell the ladies on what was happening, which was really great, because they have in Kenya we now have the youth and gender certificates, which we're trying to promote, especially in Mombasa, more women to take part in business. So if you have that, it gives you priority on the list compared to other companies that are men.
It's and empowering you.
It's empowering women, yes. So if you're tendering, for example, and you have the youth and gender certificate, and you have two women on your panel, for example, and one man, the women are like, basically, you'll get that as opposed to a group with all men. Or, and then if you're a woman and you're a young woman as well, it gives you even more eyes because you're in both categories. So I'm really proud to say the fact that we have the youth and gender certification, and I would encourage so many women and so many people to come into this, because I think this is just, this is not, we're peaking, women as a, in general, we're peaking, but one crucial thing, I will tell you something. Everyone says behind every great man is a woman. But behind every great woman are amazing men who support and who uplift. I mean, our president for one, my business partners, my family. So I couldn't be grateful. So we cannot forget the men in this. That's the most important, because without them, they are our partnership. They're what help us like help us empower ourselves.
So now you're 29. You will get married one day, or you want to be free?
I'm assuming that will happen, but whatever is God's will is God's will.
Not now.
So, yeah. Currently, I'm happy. Yes.
Okay. But thank you very much.
Thank you.